lot in the past few days about the damaged images of Black women, the brokenheartedness, starting with our discussion about Black girls. And the thing that we wanted to end with is images of Black women, the three of us, who have claimed their own space, their own power, their own joy, and just to talk about that as the power of voice and the power of our choices, because we've been talking a lot about the many myriad ways we are acted upon in, dare I say it, imperialist, white supremacist, capitalist patriarchy, where we don't have, where so often people feel they don't have the control that they want to have. So that I want to bring also into this discussion the Karen Nadine's exhibit that's happening at the Guggenheim, and urge all of you to, if you have a chance, to go and see it. Because as we talk about decolonized images of Blackness, we've been talking about who is the audience for such images. And Carrie's work, from the very beginning, has been work as a photographer that has brought us different types of images of the Black female body, humanizing images, the incredible image of herself in the series Roaming, which is on the cover of the book for the show, to me just pops right out as a different kind of image of the black female body. And throughout, Carrie, not unlike Frida Kahlo, has used her own image, her body, in the making of her art. So please see the show, familiarize yourself with her work, and just, again, thinking about, I mean, Carrie said at one point about the woman on the cover, which is a shot of herself, this woman can stand in for me and for you. She leads you into history. She's a witness and a guide. One of the things that Carrie said that's in the book as well is that when she first began to see images of Black women represented, she said, "I was shocked. I mean, the images of Black women were just downright strange. In some cases, the images were so monstrously ugly, they scared me. Indeed, if I were as ugly as American culture has made me out to be, I'd hide my head like an ostrich in the sand." So that, in a sense, it's from that sort of hegemonic construction of a distorted image of Black female body that Carrie begins to construct for us a photographic history, a genealogy, one might say, of Black female beauty.